Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of All Things WPL, a podcast where you learn about the five WPL teams. Well, the countdown has begun. It's only 3 days to go for the first ever WPL match. This is going to be a very hectic week for the WPL teams as they assemble their squads, launch their jerseys and logos. Lots of team announcements are also expected this week. A lot of captains have been announced. Do watch out for these updates across social medias. You can also follow WPL T20 for all updates from the tournament. So in the previous episode, we covered the UP Warriors, and today we will be talking about the Gujarat Giants squad. Starting with Captain Beth Mooney, again, super player, scored 74 off 53 balls at a strike rate of almost 140. She was the key to the Aussie innings in the final. At one point, it looked like the Aussies may not be able to put up a strong total on the board, but Mooney held it together for them and was the player of the match in the recent finals against South Africa. She's a big match player, has already been announced as the captain of the Gujarat Giants very recently. Along with her, we have fellow Aussie teammates Ashley Gardner, again, the most expensive overseas player in the WPL along with Nat Silverbrandt. She was player of the series for the recently concluded T20 World Cup. It's a complete package, batter, bowler, and a very strong fielder too. Remember, she was responsible for that unfortunate Harman run out. That was a good throw from the boundary to the keeper. Among other Australians, we have Georgia Wareham, again, who's a leg spinner, inspired by Shane Warne. She plays for the Melbourne Renegades in the WPL, which is again a team which Harman represents as well. She was out of the game with an ACL injury sustained in a WBBL game, but has made a comeback last year. She was also been a part of the T20 World Cup squad for Australia. Next, we have Annabel Sutherland, an all-rounder. She made her debut for the Melbourne Renegades at just 15 years of age. At that time, she was the youngest player to feature in the Big Bash League. She currently plays for the Melbourne Stars. She also played a few matches in the 2020 T20 World Cup, which was held in Australia, but again missed out on the historic final at the MCG. She has a lot of experience, having played more than 75 WBBL games. Moving on, we have Sophia Dunkley, another English leg spinner in the team. Then we have Deandra Doughton, again, power hitter, can clear the boundary with ease. She's also a great fielder and has taken some amazing catches on the field. She can also bowl and take wickets in crucial situations. Another player who has a lot of experience playing league cricket. She has featured in the WBBL, the 100 Women's T20 Challenge, the Caribbean Premier League. That was the list of the overseas players that we have. Coming to the Indian players, we have Vice-Captain Sneh Rana. Again, all-rounder, off-break bowler. She came back from a knee injury and played a lot in the domestic circuits, established herself in the domestic tournaments, and then in 2021 she made her comeback in the Indian senior team after 5 long years. She was included in the test squad against England, where she became the first cricketer, male or female, to score 50 runs and take 4 wickets as well. So it was a semis game and against Australia, of course. Although she had been out of the tournament, she and just appeared for that one game, she had a good, decent impact on the game. Although a few dropped catches and misfields meant that she would not get any wickets in that game. Do watch out for her. With her all-round ability, she's going to have a lot of impact on the game and on the team as well. Next, we have Sushma Verma, who's a wicketkeeper batter. We have Harleen Deol, again, a right-hand batter, exceptional fielder. She went viral with that video of a crazy catch on the boundary, so you might remember her from there. She was also part of the Indian squad for the T20 World Cups and Commonwealth Games, but she hasn't made a significant contribution with the bat of late. Hoping that this tournament we get to see more of her fielding abilities and batting skills as well. In other names, we also have Ashwini Kumari, again another all-rounder who can also play the role of a middle-order finisher. We have Hemlata, who's again a top-order batter, can be a very economical bowler as well. We also have Mansi Joshi, who's a right-arm fast bowler. She was a part of the T20 Challenge and has been with the senior side for a few series, like the 2021 series against South Africa. Among the other youngsters, we have Hurley Gala, again, a 16-year-old player from Mumbai. She's a fast bowler who was a part of the under-19 team, which won the recent T20 World Cup. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to finish the tournament with the team as she had. Hopefully, she will get there during the WPL. In other names, we have S. Meghna. She was again the leading run scorer in the 2021-22 Senior One Day Trophy. She has almost 388 runs, and including one century and two half centuries in that tournament. She also featured in the team for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Young talent like Shabnam Shakil, Parunika Sisodia, that you should watch out for. That's a wrap on the team. You can also follow Gujarat Giants on Twitter and on Instagram. Lastly, coming to the support staff, we have head coach Rachel Haynes, again, who has a lot of experience with the Australian team. She has been a part of winning combination for the team, for the Australians, for a very, very long time. And assistant bowling coach, we have Nosheen Al-Qadir. She was the head coach of the Supernovas last year. She is also the coach of the Railways, again, a very successful side in the domestic circuits. She was also the head coach of the under-19 women's T20 team, which won the T20 World Cup very recently in South Africa. Lastly, mentor and advisor to the team is Mithali Raj, who needs no introduction. She has had a very long and successful career with the Indian team. That's a wrap on the Gujarat Giants. I hope this small introduction to the team has helped you in learning about the team. Hope you enjoyed the episode. See you next time.